I didn't say anything yet. Right, we're on Kuf Mem Hayom and Aleph in the Shabbos. The three of Machlokas, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Yeah, go ahead. You have something for Shmuel? Well, what about the major question? Rav Yochanan, Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav and Shmuel on one side and Rav Yochanan on the other side. Yeah. Right, so it comes out, it's a complicated question. It's a little bit of a complex question over here. Rav Yochanan. Has to do with Rashi versus the other Rishonim, I think. Like we were trying to say yesterday a little bit. Now, as Rashi learns what? Now, the major question in shot-wise in the sugya. Is the deraisas. Let's concentrate on the deraisas for a moment. Okay? So what do we have deraisa-wise? We have the clear statement of Rav, right, from Bei Menashe, that Ein Ochayev, Dover Torah Ein Ochayev, Ella Al Drisas Zeisim Vanovim Bilvad. Midaraisa, you only have Drisas Zeisim Vanovim. Okay, that's one clear statement we have. What's another clear statement we have? Is Rabbi Yochanan, right? That Kvashim and Shlakos he holds Lemeimayan is also Chayv Deraisa, correct? Now the question is like this, and then there's a slightly confusion with regard to the sugya on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, correct? By the Achshavei cases. Are those cases Doraisa or Drabanan? All right. So let's leave that for now. Let's leave the cases on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis to be for right now, and let's just ask the question about Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Okay. So we're learning like this. The way we were trying to learn yesterday is that Rashi is going like Rav, because he makes the reference to the Zeisim V'Anavim, right? And he's learning that Rabbi Yochanan is a question within the Shita of Rav, meaning to say that Rav is saying that it has to be a real Mashke, right, involved in Mefarek. And Zeisim V'Anavim are the only cases where in the pre, it has an objective shame mashke, right? And then Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about a case where there is a genuine shame mashke in the pre, but it's not Godal Besocho, right? That's the way we were trying to set it up yesterday. I think that's a good way to go. And then you could say that Rabbi Yochanan would not hold Shar Peros or Machayev. That's a separate question. That's a completely separate question. The Gemara in Kuf Mem Dalet is entertaining a completely separate question of Achshavei, right? Which holds that even by according to Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman's Shita on Kuf Mem Dalet on Viz, that you can be Machshav Shar Peros according to Rashi's way of learning. You can be machshav shar peros into a mashke. You can have a subjective mashke, right? That would be the machlokas of Nachman and Rav. Nachman holds a totally different concept, that it can be a subjective mashke, right? Even for you. It's a mashke, like Rashi says, it's a mashke lididei. Have a lididei mashke, okay? But Rav disagrees. Rav holds it has to be a real shame mashke. And the only question with Rabbi Yochanan is what if it's not a natural born mashke, right? It's an infused mashke. Correct? Is that part of the deraisa of dash? Because the case of disha itself is where it's meatzmo, right? It's naturally implanted in the stalk. But is that essential to the tzura of the malacha, right? But Rabbi Yochanan, you could come out, that it would come out according to this, that there's no reason to say Rabbi Yochanan, or according to this, Rabbi Yochanan would agree with Rav's statement that Shar Peros is no mashke. Right? That was a different concept. That was Rav Nachman, the concept of Achshavei. I think the first way we learned the Gemara in Kuf Mem Dal, we thought that Rashi was saying it's Drabanan. But in retrospect, I'm not sure. In retrospect, it seems to me that he holds that's a different shita. We were trying to learn Kuf Mem Dal in light of Iv Rav. But it does seem now to me that it's Daraisa according to Rashi. It's a totally different shita that the Mefarik even, that there's an Achshavei by Mefarik. Because there's one word. Because there's one word in the Rashi of Kirav Chista. Well, there's two reasons why I'm saying it. One is because there's a gzera involved, right? In other words, according to Rashi, you can't squeeze the Rimonim, even Lamatek as a pri, because you might come to squeeze the Rimonim, Lememeyan. So if there's no Daraisa of squeezing the Rimonim Lememeyan, why would you make a gzera not to squeeze them the gufan? Right? Classic question. Problem, right? The other thing is, Rashi says in the end of the Rashi of Kriv Chista, he says, Ho will vika chad the ovid l'shem mashkeh, velo mishum de menashe ruba d'alma, el chay shinon, I shoris le lamatek, osi lam avid l'shum mashkeh, v'kevan de ihu mechashev le, havi mashkeh u mechayev. Lashon of chayev always means d'oraisa. Right? So that's Rashi's shita and Rav Nachman. That Rav Nachman. So it comes out in the Daraisa framework. You have two major. There's one basic question: does it have to be a mashke, an objective shame mashke, or can it be even a mashke lebesof, meaning that your machshavit is a mashke in the end? That's the question of Nachman versus Rav. And within Rav, there's a question of, does it have to be me'atzmo? Does it have to be a mashke me'atzmo or not? Right? That's the way it seems to me from Rashi. Okay. But Tosvos, now let's see if we can tease this out of the Tosvos of here. Tosvos, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, everybody asks on Rashi. Why does Rashi say that it's an issue of me'atzmo or not, right? On the case of the kvashim and the shlokos, that's not the issue. That's not why Rav says this. Rav says this, that you're putter, not because the mashke is not from the thing itself. Simply because Rav holds there's only an iser on drichas esav anavim bilvad. But we're also saying that Rashi holds like is learning like Rav. So what's the difference? What's the machlokas between Rashi and the other Rishonim? Right. In other words, questions like this: is it acceptable to say that there's a further question within Rav? That's the question between Rashi and the Rishonim. Rashi's learning that even though you hold like Rav, that the Isser of Mefarik is Dafka and Drichas Desen Vanovim, there's a further question of mashke that's balua, right? Because zeisin vanovim is just a situation where you have a mashke contained inside of a pri. But I could have a mashke, because that's their ikar. But I can have a mashke contained inside of a pri because of an infusion. So there's a further question after Rav, correct? But the other Rishonim implicitly are saying that what? That once I say the halacha is like Bei Menashe, like Rav, that you only chayav and drichas esem anavim, there's no further question about shlokos and kvashim. It's not possible to have a further question. So that's why they're critical of Rashi. How could you say that it's a question of me'atzman? Once we already said that you only chayev on zeisen vadim bilvad, there's no room for another question of me'atzman. I think the Rav says is pater, right? And then they're going to have to learn that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav. You understand? They're going to have to learn that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav on that very question. Because that's the difference between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Can you say that Rabbi Yochanan is a detail in the overall Shita of Zeisim Vanavim? Or if he has to be, if he has to argue with the Shita of Zeisim Vanavim? So I would say, to venture a guess, to define the way that the other Rishitas are learning Zeisim Vanavim Bilvad, not like Rashi was saying, right? That Zeisim Vanavim, that Mefarek is because there's a Mashke in the Pri, and Zeisim Vanavim have the Mashke, which does open up the door for the other possibility of Rabbi Yochanan. They're learning Zeisim Vanavim differently. It could be that they learned Dricha Zeisim Vanavim because it has to be something, because they're mindful of the problem that we had in Mefarik, right? How do you go from Disha to how do you go from Disha to Mefarik, right? And why don't you generalize? So it could be that they held, not like Rashi, that you have to look for the same tzura of something contained in something. But they hold it has to, you have to look for a something that has a derech of mefarik. In other words, it has to be something zeisim anavim bilvad. In other words, in terms of malacha of mefarik, you don't look at it in terms of a mashke inside of a pri. You look at it like as a new process, like as a process in its own, a process of producing a new chefza. And but it's only defined by it has to be defined by being an actual legitimate derech adam of this process the process itself has to be objective. So it's Dafka Zeisim Vanavim that are kavua for a dricha, just like chitim is kavua for a disha. Yeah, you understand? If I would crush anything else, it would just be a shinoi. So in that case, there's no room for machlokas of kvashim and shlokos. What are they going to be arguing about? Whether kvashim and shlokos are omid essentially for dricha? Of course not. In other words, according to them, they're learning that when Rav says that there's only schita by Zeisim Vanavim, it means to say that it has to be like disha. It has to be something that is kavua for a process, mitchilaso. That its very product is kavua through the process of dricha. It can't be just simply a dricha. It has to be something that's comparable to chitim. There's no other way to eat the chitim. The chitim themselves are all made for the disha. That's part of the very utility of the chitim. It necessitates a process of disha. The only way to have another malacha, to have a tolda in another arena, is that the process itself is comparable in its necessity to disha. So it can't be something that is just something that I want to do. It has to be intrinsic to the very thing. That you can only say that by Zeisim Vanavim. Anything else is not essentially enjoyed as is eaten, is used as an ochel or a mashke. So it's not an essential. It's not an essential change. Yeah. That's why if you learn. That's what I'm trying to say. That's the point I'm trying to make. That if you're going to learn Rav like Rashi, then it opens up the possibility of Rabbi Yochanan within that shita, because you're conceptualizing the process of disha itself into an ochel or a mashke besocha psolas, And then you can have a question about a mashke that's infused, right? But if you're going to learn like the other Rishonim, that there's a separate mice of dricha itself, and anything else is just like playing around, right? So then there's no room to say it within that shita that kvashim and shlokos could possibly be nisadaraisa. So they're going to have to say that when Rav says kvashim and shlokos are potter, it's because he holds like his shita of by that's necessary because of what he says by zaysim anavim. Right? There's no other way to be if you hold zaysim anavim bilvad. You must say kvashim and shlokos are potter. Maybe Asr, maybe not Asr, but definitely Pater. But if you hold like, but Rabbi Yochanan says Asr does not hold like Rav, right? They must go hand in hand. And all of the sugyas that say that you can't squeeze a sponge and all those other things, that have to be going like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Yeah. Conceptualize. No, it's milking. Milking also would be schita. Would be a dash. That everybody agrees. Unless you hold that simply there's no disha by anything other than gidulei karka, but conceptually that would be agreed upon because it's the same type of thing. That's what a milking cow is. It's to produce mashke. That's what the well, that's different. That's mashke bal tochochol is ochol, right? Yeah. But if it's a mashke, then it does have the cat. Then it does have the quality of disha, because that's essentially the derech. That's essentially the derech. I know this is not our typical derech over here. But to get to the riff, we really need to get these facts clear, and the riff is very interesting. So I just felt like we need to just get the basic. Groupings over here is difficult to dig out, but I think that's a good way to I think that makes sense, this approach. We'll have to see. So let's start over here. Okay, so let's take up the riff now. The riff in the beginning of Chavis. So we need a little bit of a memory for this, right? For some of you, those of you who are here. He's just going back over the first machlokas of the Mashkin Shazavu, right? So you remember how that was? There were the questions of the Mashkin Shazavu. That the Zaysim Vanovim, right? The Tusim Rimonim and the Sharpeos. Those were the three categories, right? So the machlokas in the Gemara, who held what actually? Plain shot in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Yehuda holds everything, even Zaysim Vanovim, are only Aser if they were set aside for Mashke. But if they were set aside for Achila, it's Mutter. The Rabbanan say everything is Aser no matter what it was set aside for. But there were different possibilities in the Gemara. Right? Some wanted to say that Rabbi Huda and the Rabbanan agree by Zaysim Vanovim that it doesn't matter what it was put away for because they are objectively a Mashke, right? And they agree on the Uzdrin, on the other Sharperos, that they're objectively not a Mashke, and they only argue on the Tusim Rimonim. Right? Okay, so how's the Rif Paskin? He's like this. Omar of Papa, on Rabbi Huda, Omar Shmuel, Modim Chacham Rabbi Huda, Bashar Mine Peros, and Mod Rabbi Huda, Chum, Bezesim Vanavim. Omar Rabbi Yermiel, Rav Abba, came with my Peligi, so what are they arguing about? So he says, they're arguing about Tusim Rimonim. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Shar Peros. Yep. Doesn't it all say Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda in Tusim Rimonim too? I mean in Zaysim, Halacha is like the Rabbanan and Zaysim Anavim, and Rabbi Yehuda and Shar Peros.
Don't they agree on Shar Peros?
Yeah.
Or is it just saying that they refer to?
No, he held that they didn't agree. Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree with the Rav Papa. But he held Halacha, we hold that way. Tanya sochten pagan prishna buzdrin right of the room mipnesh base menashe be menachem sochten rimonim chol was mimayim nimse rimonim bnei schita hilka chasla sochten b'shabes Amar Menachem, halacha kishel beis Menashe b'Menachem. Nimtza achshav. Okay, so what do you say like this? Nimtza achshav haklal haroi mikol eilu dvarim. The Rif is exceedingly wordy in this sugya. You hardly ever see him speak like this. So he says, so what comes from all of this? What's the klal that we get from all of this? Is what? Shezeisim v'anovim ein sochtin oson b'Shabbos. That's obvious. You can't squeeze them on Shabbos. Vim yatzu me'atzmon asurin. Bein l'achila bein l'mashkin l'divri akol. So, sounds like he's going with Rav Papa. Right? That Rabbanon and Reb Yehuda agree by Zeisim v'anovim. Right? That no matter what you put them away for, even if you put them away for achila, it has an objective shame mashka. Okay? And the gzeir of Mashkin Shazava was that you're going to squeeze them, you're going to go and squeeze the rest of them. But it's totally on the Shem Mashka that it has. So by Zeisim V'anovim, it's definitely, it's Aser. With Divrei HaKol. Then what? V'atusim V'arimonim, Aser L'sochtam B'Shabbos Divrei HaKol. Vim Yotzu Me'atzman, Im L'ochlim Ayotzim En Mutter, Vim L'mashkin Yotzim En Aser, Kirib Yehuda. Now, why is he saying that you can't squeeze the Tusim Rimonim? So that's like the Braisa, right? Because Rav Nachman says Allah is Kibes Menashe, right? So we say that Tusim Rimonim, since there's a group that squeezes them, right? So it's Mashar's Midrabbanon. Well, we'll have to see what we think of the old Midrabbanon Midraisa. But since there's a group that squeezes them, so it's achshave, right? V'iikaman disolika. Now look at this. V'shar peros can pagan apreshin of uzdrin sochten oson lechatchila b'shabbos. So they're kol. But those you can squeeze lechatchila. Yep. Now you go to this. V'iikaman disolika daite di rimonim b'hadi zeisim v'anovim havu. Now maybe you'll say that the Rimonim should be just like the Zeisim V'anovim. Because what was the chiluk he had? Zeisim V'anovim, he said, whether you put them away for achila or for mashke, the mashkin shezav was aser. But Rimonim, but the Tusim and Rimonim, he said only if you put them away l'mashke that the Yotzu Me'atzman is aser. Right? So maybe you'll say Zeisim V'anovim should be, that the Tusim and Rimonim should be like Zeisim V'anovim. It doesn't matter what you put them away for. The Ha'amar of Nachman, the Halacha Kishel Beis Menashe ben Menachem, right? Who says it's Aser? Ha'hi l'in schit l'chatchila itmar, d'in sochten osam b'Shabbos, avlim yotzu me'atzman ve'hein l'ochlim mutarim l'chatchila k'Rebbe Yehuda. V'achanam mistavad, d'k'nai sochten v'pagan u'prishan buzrin, avl lo b'rimonim alma aschit akoi. Yeah. V'od midiyav taima kider of chista damar tradin shesochtan v'nosam b'soch hamikva poslin es hamikva b'shinu imara v'may halav neischita ninuel amay yisloch l'meymar kevendach shevinu avlu mashka hochanami kevendach shevinu avlu mashka shmamino da schita koi delo motzis l'meymar dach shevinu elahecha desochtan. Okay, so what is he trying to say over here? Now, is he trying to express over here, don't think that the maskan of the Gemara is that what? That the tusim v'rimonim, because of Beis Menashe, are objectively a mashke, right? That was what the Gemara Shakla Vatari was. I don't know if you remember, but the Shakla Vatari the Gemara was B'nai Menashe Ruba Dalma, right? B'nai Menashe, an Asra, meaning to say, the Gemara at first was trying to say that because of Beis Menashe, that makes the Tusim Rimonim like an objective mashke. Since there's a group that does it, maybe it makes it like a mashke per se. And then the Gemara's maskana is no. That's what he's saying. The maskana of the Gemara is no. It never makes it to the level of Zeisim V'anovim. You can't have a miyut like that, a miyut d'alma, that's going to make Tusim Rimonim on par with Zeisim V'anovim. But since there is a group like that, it does create the possibility of the achshavei. So therefore, when we say Tusim V'rimonim are Aser, when Rav Nachman says that we hold like Beis Menashe, he's not saying that we hold Tusim V'rimonim are Zeisim V'anovim, but they're susceptible to the Achshavei. And his raya is Because that whole sugya of Beis Menashe is talking about Tzchita, right? Plus, the raya from the Tradin is Dafka by Tzchita. And it says Achshavei by the Tzchita. But you can't say that if I put away Tusim Rimonim for Achila and Mashkin drips out of there, where's the Achshavei? There's no Achshavei there, right? So all you see so far is you're saying that what? That only Zaysen Vanavim have the objective Shem Mashke. Shar Peros are not susceptible to Achshavei at all. They have no Shem Mashke at all. Even if L'chatchila I squeeze them, there's no Isser, it's Mutter, right? And Tusim Rimon are in the middle. That they're susceptible to the possibility of being machsh of them as a mashia. It's not clear right now, though, if he's saying that would enter them into the realm of a daraisa, or if that's only a drabana. Right? That's not clear from what he's saying right now. Correct? That's the only thing we have to leave open. Okay. There has to be, I mean, so bizman hazeh, many more things are susceptible to the achshavei of Tusim Rimona, right? I mean, apple juice, orange juice, all of these things are going to be like our modern-day Tusim Rimona, right? Because they are squeezed for juice by a large part of the population, right? But they're still not Zeisav Anav. Okay. So we discussed last week the question of the lemon. It's a little bit of a difficult question. But that's the way the riff comes out. All right. Now let's start our sugya. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Sochet Adam Eshkol Shel Anovim Utoch HaKedera. Aval Lo Lutoch HaKara. Pirish HaKedera Yesh Bo Ochel. Hilka chavalei mashke habol ochel uke ochel dami. Uke ara ein bo ochel. Lufika chavalei mashke v'osar. Okay? So he's learning that the kedera means it has food, and the ka'ara means it doesn't have food. Not like Rashi, right? Rashi seemed to imply even in the ka'ara with food it's osar. Midrabanan. Because it looks like it has the derech of mashke. Of schitas mashke. But according to the riff, it's just a question of it's mashke bala ochel or not. Okay, now it's like this. Ika manda omar hai memra l'inyin yom tov itmar. So some want to say that when it says you can squeeze the anovim into a kedera, it's dafka yom tov. Why? Why would anybody say something like that? Right? It's baffling. Why would anybody say something like that? V'lo b'shabas da'akayim lam masnisin ein sochtin es haperos lahotzi mehen es hamashkin v'im yotzi me'atzman asurin v'u kimna b'zeisim anavim d'bein l'mashkin d'bein l'ochlin hayotzi mehen asurin v'u lefikach lo misukam hay memer d'shmuel ela b'yom tov. So what do they want to say? Their problem is like this. That the Mishnah says, the Mishnah in Chavis says, our Mishnah, right? Says, Ein sochten saperos, lotzim ein mashkin. Right? Yeah. And that's talking about Zeisim ve'anovim. Right? And that's Shabbos. So you see on Shabbos, it's usher, no matter what. Because the Mishnah doesn't qualify. How are you doing it? So therefore, if Shmuel says you can squeeze Zeisim Vanavim, that must be Yom Tov. V'chein matzinu ba'alachos psukos. That's the ba'alachos gedolos. She'kosva b'yom tov v'lo kosva b'shabbos. This halacha of Shmuel, he has it in the Yom Tov section of the Sefer. Does not have it in the Shabbos section of the Sefer. Yeah. I mean, but it doesn't take much to figure out. It doesn't take much creativity to come up with an answer that the Mishnah is talking about where there's a Shem Mashke. And Shmuel is saying, because it's Mashke HaBola Ochel. What does the Tam of Mashke HaBola Ochel have anything to do with the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Right? V'ikamanda omar hay meimer d'shmol b'shabasi. U'mukim lola mastisim b'socha yitocha kara. Davlu mashkin aval tocha k'deira socha k'shmol. V'diyuka d'dayek minei Rav Chista b'l'chud hu d'havi b'yom tov. Ah, but there's another problem. Because right after Shmuel says that you can squeeze the anavim into a kedera, into a kara, right? So Rav Chista says, and you can also squeeze milk into a kedera, into a kara, right? Into a kedera. Now, what case is, now when is that talking about? When can you squeeze the milk into a kedera? So that, everybody seems to say is Yom Tov, according to the Rif. Why? Why? Because of Muktzah. That's right. That's right. Because even though it's going into an Ochel, correct. But why is it? That's what Tosa says. See Tosa on Kuf Mem Dalam Beis. Neil Rabbeinu Tam Dainu Dafka B'Yom Tov D'Chazi Behema L'Achila. Since on Yom Tov you can eat the Behema itself, right? So now it's Havi Kamo Uchla Difres. As if on Yom Tov I could shech the animal itself. So the animal has a shame Ochel on Yom Tov. So now I'm squeezing the milk into an Ochel. So it's just Ochel to Ochel. There's no issue of Muktzah. There's no issue of Nolad. It's Ochel Difres, right? Oh, well, B'Shabbos lo chazik l'shchita. But on Shabbos, you can't eat the behema. So now it's kemodosh chashiva. Shah behema hi kipsola. Now it turns out on Shabbos, the animal is not ochel, and you're producing an ochel from a psolas. So that would be like Disha, he says. U'kishacholev hu kenot, havi kenot al ochel, mitoch psolas, chay mashra bibahag, de biyom tovairi. Yeah. Miu, he says, Shchita zeisen v'anavim d'shori le'el l'toch ha'kedera hainu afilu b'shabas. So Tosis is like the second sheet of the riff. Why kevin d'eshko chazi l'achila? So Tosis says, Tosis is only bothered by one problem. It's bothered by the problem of, is the source edible? If the source is edible, then there's no issue of producing an ochel from solas, which is the way he's considering mefarik, right? So if it's so on Shabbos, the Zeisim v'Anavim are edible. You can eat them themselves. So they definitely have a shame ochel. So if you squeeze them into an ochel, so you don't have nothing happen. It's just ochel from ochel. But the behema on Shabbos is not royal achila. So it's going to be a mashke. It's going to be an ochel from psolas, which would have the tzura of mefarik according to him. So that's the second shita in the riff, right? That it comes out that the case of the anavim is Shabbos, and when Rav Chista added to the discussion, he was limiting himself to Yom Tov, right? Okay. V'chein adas nota, Ravina Chananol, kacha yadaito, and that's the way it makes sense to the riff. And that's the Rabbeinu Chananel held. Okay, the Bahag is not our interest. It's hard to know what the Bahag was holding. I mean, the Bahag doesn't explain himself. He just happens to put that halacha in Hilchos Yom Tov. Could be he holds by Shabbos and more Machmir because it's Nisakaris. It's not clear what he holds. All right. So anyway, so we'll have to leave the Bahag. We can think about it. But the main thrust of the riff is the psak of Rabbeinu Chananel. So he says Rabbeinu Chananel agrees with the way he's learning the sugya, that Shmuel's din of Zeisim v'Anavim is even by Shabbos, and the A's is only by Yom Tov. But what? Ela Sha'omar Shadivei Shmuel v'Rav Chista. The daikina minayu, lav halacha inon. But the Rabbeinu Chananel said that Shmuel and Rav Chista, who is medayik from Shmuel, are not the halacha. V'hachi omar. V'hilchasa kidiyuka de Rabbi Yochanan. Lahamas Nisan. What's the Hilchasa? Right. V'achi Yitbachzes. V'achi Hilchasa Kiti Roots of the Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Kiti Roots of the Rabbi Yochanan. Lahamas Nisa. Mishma'in and Mina. Disochid Adam Kvashim Vishlakos Legufan. Aval Lememeyan Osir. Vim Sochat Lememeyan. Nasa Kamisha Sochat Zesim Anav Machayev Chatas. Right, so that's the last. That's the last case we did on Kuf Mem Hei, at the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei. Right, the way. In other words, the way halacha is going to be the way that Rabbi Yochanan has to be metaretz the brisa. Right, because that was the brisa of Motzi Shabbos. You can be sochet for Shabbos, but not for Motzi Shabbos. And it said Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all had to answer the brisa according to their learning. So our psak is the way Rabbi Yochanan comes out. That was Rabbi Yochanan Lashita. Has he come out again? That the kvashim and the shlokos you can squeeze legufan, but lemimayan is going to be usher. And if you squeeze the lemimayan, it's just like squeezing zesam anavim, and you can be chayav chatas. Now here's the funny part though. Velo hifrish beschitasan lemimayan, bain kedera lekara, elah kol usher. This is where he becomes strange. And there's no difference in the schita lemeimeyan whether it's l'kedera or l'kara. Now he comes out, he pulls out a tremendous chumrah all of a sudden, right? Not only is he saying we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan in terms of what's susceptible to mafarik, right? Even kvashim and shlokos are susceptible to mafarik, but now he's taking away the whole heter of ochel above mashkin above ochel is ochel, right? Where does he get that? We learned when we did the sugya that this is all assuming it's going into a kara. That's the natural way you would think, right? We already settled that ochel mashke bal ochel is ka'ochel. And now we're just arguing about what types of things are susceptible to the isser of to the shame mashke in the isser mafarik. But why would that have anything to do with the underlying question of l'tocha kedera l'tocha kara? But for some reason, Rabbi Nachman is saying, once we go with Rabbi Yochanan, that the kvashim and the shlokos are going to be usher l'meimeyan, it's going to also turn out that there's no difference between kedera and kara. Why? So what's his argument? Velo right, velo hifrish b'schitasa on the main bein l'kedei bein l'kara elohacha kol aser deha b'schitas zaysin v'anovim bein l'kedeira bein l'kara l'meimein hutzarch. Strange. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's trying to make like a logical deduction, like a proof. So I'm going to prove it to you that l'meimein by schitas, by the shlokos and the kvashim, are usher even l'kedera. Why? Because zeisin v'anavim is also even l'kedera you want there mayim. V'am Rabbi Yochanan shesochei kvashim v'shlokos l'meimein kesochei zeisin v'anavim v'chayev chatas u'mitoch elu advar mizbar shein alocha lo kishmul v'lo karav d'amar sochei adam eshkol shal anavim v'nosin l'tocha kedera avolo l'tocha kara. It's a little confused. Where is Rabbi Nachman coming from?
What is he saying?
Where does somehow trigger off a whole different way of looking at things in his mind? Lemeimeyan, where does he get his raya from? Right? His raya needs a raya. He's saying, once you say Lemeimeyan is usher by the kvashim and the shlokos, so then it's going to be even the kedera. Because zeisin v'anavim Lemeimeyan, even when you squeeze them into food, you still want them. But where did you ever see anybody say by zeisin v'anavim, l'tocha kara is aser, l'tocha kedera is aser?
Just going against the whole idea of being l'tocha kedera.
Yeah, and why does he mention l'meimeyan tzarech? Of course you want the mayim, but it's och, but it's mashkin abal ochel. Of course you want the mayim. Of course you want l'meimeyan. But you want them as part of your ochel. So what does that have to do? So it's just it's still mashkin about the ochel. It's the ochel dummy, right? He says v'yesh mi shehem divrei Rav Shmuel b'yom tov. So some want to say that Rav Shmuel are only talking about yom tov. Me the diag of chista divrei Rav Shmuel, right? So that's the baal achidos. V'omar me divreiim nilmad cholim of adam eiz lachaderav al toch karo lekayim divreiim lios halacha. Now he's trying to say that some of maybe this is, it's interesting. He's saying this is the motivation of the halachas gedolos. Sounds like he's saying that to try to make Rav and Shmuel have a place in halacha. So if we relegate them to Yom Tov, then they can stay in Yom Tov. And we can say they're kehalacha, right? Because he's learning that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on them, on that shita. But if we say Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Shabbos and they're talking about Yom Tov, there's no stira, right? Ve'einan devarim nechonim. That's wrong. Shafilo b'Yom Tov asar liyanek mipiv min abehema. V'koshkein lachlov. It's a separate issue. Ki de garcinim per cheresh nosa pikachas. Abishalom noagin hayinishyonkin min the behema Torah biyom tov vakshin lo hachidam yi dizlei kasakanta filu biyom tov asu vidi kasakanta filu biyom tov mutem vakin lo tzricha dis beit zara v'sov mefarik lachigadu Shabbos this is kilohu gozru beirban yom tov this alavu lo gozru beirban hinei shafilu liyanik min the behema biyom tov lo hitira lo mokom sar kolshkin lachlov mokom shein. So what's he saying in the end? He's just trying to show you that you're not gonna ever work it out to be maimed Rav Chista kehalacha, because even if you're gonna push him to Yom Tov, we still don't hold on Yom Tov. You're allowed to milk an animal. So he's saying that whole course of action is destined to fail. You're gonna try to say Rav and Shmuel. You're gonna try to say Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about Yom Tov in order to preserve them kehalacha, but you can't do it anyway. So that's all. There's no reason to try to twist things like that in order to do that. And plain pshat is they were talking about Shabbos by the Shechitas Eis of Anavim. We're talking about Yom Tov by the A's, and we don't hold like them in either case. That's the words of Rabbi Nachman.
We wouldn't
hold. All right, so that's a sheet though. So that's Rabbi Nachman, that we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and now it comes out Kvashim and Shlokos. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan by Kvashim and Shlokos that Lememein is Chayav Chatos. And we have lost the entire chiluk of Kedera and Kara. Right? That's what comes out. And the Rif is going to do his best to refute that.
That there is a chiluk.
That's right. So tune in tomorrow.